This is Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.
All the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing. And the corn, it ripens fastest when the frosts are setting in. And when a young man tells me that me face he'll soon forget, before we'd part I'd better crown, he'd be fain to follow it yet. Oh, the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing. And the swallow skims without a thought as long as it is spring. But when spring blows and winter goes, me lad, and you'd be fain with all your pride, for to follow me were it cross the stormy main. Oh, the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing. And the bee that flew when summer shone, in winter he won't sing. And all the flowers in all the land, so brightly there they be. And the snow, it melts the soonest when my true love's for me. So never say me farewell here, no farewell I'll receive. You can meet me at the stile, you kiss and take your leave. And I'll wait here till the woodcock crows, or the martin takes his leave. Since the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing.
One morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing off all around me, the Irish lad I spied. All through the far part of the night, we lay in sport and a play, till this young man arose and the gathered his clothes, saying fare thee well to that's not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun rose in the go home to your father's garden, go home and weep your fill. on your arm is a fortune that you brought with your wants and the will. One morning fair, I took the air down the by Blackwater side. All around me, the Irish let us
welcome to Radio Lear. Today we're taking a walk through songs that know the weather can change. Snow melts, seasons turn, a path leads away, then finds another way home. Some of this music carries old grief and stranger shadows, but we listen for what shelters life inside them. Resilience, friendship, good boundaries, curiosity, and the courage to begin again. So lift the latch, feel the late summer rain. We're walking gently together with open ears, and nobody has to hurry.
The boy and the
What if a haunting isn't a demand to be frightened? What if it's simply something asking for kinder attention? Traditional songs keep things close. Parting, betrayal, death, the loss of home. Winter weather provides a human pulse. Time is both herb and time. A warning to God what is precious. We let grief speak across the boundary of the grave. These aren't cheerful subjects, yet singing them can be a form of care. The electronic pieces offer another kind of shelter. They turn into fragments, into a playful, dreamlike commons. There's a pulse beneath the clock. There are new dimensions in the passing seasons. Their transmission suggests that yesterday isn't sealed away. It can be rearranged, questioned, and made companionable. As we walk, then, let's ask a question: whether memories nourish us, and which can we set down beside the path? We don't have to solve the landscape. We can meet it with attention, take the next comfortable step, and leave room for surprise.
In Norway land, there lived a maid, Hushbalu Lily, she did say, "Oh, little can I, my baby's father, nor yet the land that he dwells in." It happened on a certain day, as this fair maid lay fast asleep, that in and came a grey sulky, and sat him down at her bed feet. Awake, awake, my pretty maid, it's oh how soundly you do sleep, for here am I, your baby's father, sitting here at your bed feet. I pray you tell to me your name, and where your dwelling it may be. My name is Goodhill Marliner, I earn my living out at sea. I am a man upon the land, I am a silky in the sea, and when I'm far and far from land, my home it is in Sulskerry. Oh, oh, alas, this weary fate, this weary fate that's laid on me, that a man should come from the west of Hoy and father here a child on me. My dear, I'll wed you with a ring, with a ring, my dear, I'll wed with thee. You may go to the wedding with whom you will, I'm sure we'll never married be. And she has nursed his little wee son for 7 years, all that her knee, and when 7 years years were past and gone. He's come with gold and white money. And now, my dear, will you take the ring? Will you take the ring and wed with me? You may go to the wedding with whom you will. I'm sure you'll never marry me. I'll put a gold chain round his neck and a gay gold chain. I'm sure it will be. And if e'er he comes to the Norway land, you'll know for sure that it is he. And you will marry a gunner good and a gay good gunner he will be. And he'll go out on a May morning and he'll shoot your son and he'll shoot me. Selkie took the little boy in his arms and they went away and over the hill. And in time, as the Selkie had prophesied, she did marry a gunner. But he went out on a May morning and shot two seals, a big bull male and a young male, with a gold chain around his neck. Oh, oh, alas, this weary fate, this weary fate that's laid on me. And so she cried, and so she sighed, and her tender heart, it broke in three.
As I roved out one summer's morn, I saw a scarecrow tied to a pole in the field of corn. His coat was black and his head was bare, and as the wind shook him, the crows took him to the air. Ah, but you'd lay me down and love. Ah, but you'd lay me down and love me if you could. Why, you're only a bang of rangs in an overall that the wind sways so the crows fly away and the corn can grow tall. And as I roved out one winter's day, I saw an old man hanging from a pole in the field of clay. His coat was gone and his head hung low, till the wind flung it up to look, wrung its neck and let it go. How could you lay me down and love me? How could you lay me down and love me now? For you're only a bag of bones in an overall that the wind blows and the kids throw stones at the thing on the pole. And as I rolled out one fine spring day, I saw 12 jolly dons dressed out in the blue and the gold so gay. And to a stake they tied a child newborn, and the songs were sung, the bells once rung, and they sold their corn. Now you can lay me down and love me. Now you can lay me down and love me if you will. Or you're only a bag of rags in an overall. But the wind, the sun shone too, and the corn grew tall. As I roved out one summer's morn, I saw a scarecrow tied to a pole in the field.
The walk begins with a thaw. Snow yields when the wind starts singing. We're at a meeting place where beauty and vulnerability sit together. Then the path becomes wonderfully strange. We build a little colony from tape, echo, rhythm, and imagination. We don't have to close the world. It lets our eyes adjust. It offers a long clearing in the undergrowth, an arrival announced less by certainty than by changing colour and sound. At the shore, we find that love can cross boundaries without erasing them. The sea keeps its distance, but it also keeps moving. A scarecrow stands in the seasonal field. Its imagery is unsettling and its meaning uncertain. So we needn't force it into a single old belief. We can let it mark the turning year and ask who tends the crop, who is protected, and who is left exposed. Then we get carried away through rain-swept valleys, where leaving and staying both have costs. Warnings become a warm insistence on self-respect. An electronic clock starts again. Dimensions open. Old broadcasts loosen their hold. The unquiet grave bring us near remembrance. We pause without making death the destination. Trees lead us into a garden where the title becomes an invitation. Tend what grows, welcome what returns, and notice that every garden is made through repeated acts of care. The route ends where it began, but the walker doesn't.
The time I think most clearly, the time I drift away, is on the bus ride that meanders up these valleys of green and grey. I get to think about what might have been and what may yet come true, and I get to pass the rainy mile thinking of you. And all the while, all the while, I still hear that call to the land of gold and poison that beckons to us all. Nothing changes here very much. You used to say it never will. The pubs are all full on Friday nights. Things get started still. We spent hours last week with Billy Boy, bleeding, yeah, queuing in K. casualty. Stare at those posters we used to laugh at. Never, never land. Palm trees by the sea. Well, there was no need for those guys to hurt him so bad when all they had to do was knock him down. But no one asked too many questions like that anymore since you left this town. And tomorrow brings another train, another young brave. Steals away, but you're the one I remember from these valleys of the green and the grey. You used to talk about winners and losers all the time, as if that was all there was, as if we were not of the same blood family, as if we live by different laws. Do you owe us so much less to these rain-swept hills than you owe to your good self? Is it true that the world has always got to be something that seems to happen somewhere else? For God's sake, don't you realize that I still hear that call? Just to go running to that which beckons to her soul. And tomorrow brings another train, another young brave steals away. But you're the one I remember from these valleys of the green and the grey. And if that's what it takes to make it in the place that you live today, then I guess you'll never read these letters that I've sent from the valleys of green and the grey. Valleys of green and grey.
There to a number called Let No Man Steal Your Time, which is a sort of a warning song. This one Jackie will sing.
Thank you.
man is a branchy tree, and man's a clinging vine, and from her branches carelessly he'll take what he can find. He'll take what he can find.
There's a freedom in walking without needing the past to behave. A ballad can be beautiful and troubling. A landscape can hold affection and inequality, belonging and the desire to leave. An old recording can carry history without becoming an instruction for how we must live. These things matter. We've heard women's voices preserving songs while changing their meanings through tone, phrasing, and choice. We've heard folk musicians meet jazz, rock, early instruments, tape collage, and electronics. Tradition here isn't a locked gate, it's a path kept open by use. And nurturing doesn't mean pretending everything is bright. It means making room for the whole weather. If grief comes, we can give it a bench. If a warning comes, we can listen without surrendering our judgment. If the uncanny appears, perhaps we can greet it with curiosity rather than fear. So check your pace, notice your shoulders, hear the nearest sound, a bird, a tire on wet road, a kettle through an open window. The world is still offering company. We can take that seriously or lightly.
Cold blows the wind tonight, true love. Cold are the drops of rain. I only had but one true love, and in green wood he lies slain. I'll do as much for my true love as any young girl may. I'll sit and mourn all by his grave for a 12-month and a day. Now the 12-month and a day being gone, the ghost began to greet your salt and tears. They trickle down, they wet my winding sheet. It's I, my love, sits by your grave and will not let you sleep, for I crave one kiss from your clay cold lips, and that is all I seek. But Lily, Lily, are my lips, my breath comes earthy strong. If you have one kiss from my clay cold lips, your time will not be long. T'was down in yonder garden green, love, where we used to walk, and the fairest flower that ever was seen has withered to the stalk. The stalk is withered, dry, true love. So must our hearts decay. Then rest yourself content, my dear, till God calls you away. Till God calls you away.
Nathaniel Ager is my name, and England is nation. Zebra is my dwelling place, and Christ is my salvation. When I'm dead and in my grave, and all my bones are rotten, I hope the Lord will think on me when I'm quite forgotten. Just because you don't see us, it won't mean that we're not here. Just because we don't make a scene, it doesn't mean that we don't care. You see, we are the English dead. We don't like to make a fuss. But you would be very wise, old chap, not to upset us. On God, we are mostly C of E. And if we're forced to murder you, we say thank you and we say please. We are from the old school, we side with the underdog. Don't like show-offs and bullies, dislike the huntsman more than the fox. We're being fair, ritual eclipsed, good morning. But I'm rather ashamed of finding some of the Spanish quite appalling. When we see the goose step, we tend to titter and to grin. But when we're forced to fight, we usually win.
We began with a latch and a little rain. We travelled through thaw, warning, distance, remembrance, and strange transmissions, then returned by way of a garden. These songs don't promise an easy landscape. They offer something better, ways to keep moving with tenderness, discernment, and good company. Thank you for walking with Radio Lear, and thanks to every artist whose work opened the path. Until next time, take the weather as it comes, protect your time, and leave the gate easy for another traveller.
Might as well might be there. I'll take you through my dreams, out into the darkest morning, past the blood-filled stream, into the garden of Jane Delaunay, into her garden.
This is Leicester Emergent Arts Radio.
And so this is the United States.